This week on Into the Podverse, discover how Stephen Bartlett's narrative of growth, redefining talent, and fostering a culture of innovation could offer you precious guidance as you embark on your own creative journey. How did soothing white noises become an unexpected hit on Spotify? Find out. Imagine radio stations in Africa facing all sorts of challenges, limited airtime, content disappearing into thin air, and struggling to keep up with the digital age. But wait, there's a hero in this story, and it's not wearing a cape. Buckle up, because the podcasting game is about to change. Let's get to it.
I'm pretty sure it's Techzilla.
Of course it is. Who do you think it was? Eagle eye view from the Kilimanjaro. Way above the clouds with my eye on the sparrow. What's pierce the air, invading your space. Sneak in through your ears, change the look of your face. The storyteller in this digital era. Could tell I got my groove back like my name was Stella. The vibe is stellar, but the message and the teller. Intertwined and defining the era. To those who oppose, I hereby propose. The fist to the jaw, would you prefer the nose? As the story goes, everybody knows. Mr. Tony Yo, come correct with the flow. Hey yo, as the God podcaster, erstwhile known as the Shifu broadcaster, here to bring the peace to the world over. Haters can't connect, best to move over.
Before I start the show, let me share some exciting news with you. The Association of African Podcasters and Voice Artists, APVA, or APVA, is proud to present the APVA Awards 2023. The main goal is simple but powerful: to acknowledge and celebrate the remarkable achievements of African voice talents. Last year's event was a resounding success, with over 2,200 nominations and 70,000 votes. A testament to the talent thriving within the African audio creative community. This year, we're back with an even grander vision. The theme for the awards is Voices of the Future. It's an ode to the boundless potential and innovation that lies ahead in the world of audio creativity. So save the date, September 23rd, 2023, for the second African Podcast and Voice Awards. Join us as we celebrate these extraordinary voices that continue to shape the African storytelling landscape. For more information, visit apva.africa. That's apva.africa. In a recent post on LinkedIn, Stephen Bartlett, the brain behind the popular podcast Diary of a CEO, shared some beneficial insights on his show. If you're a newbie podcaster, this is for you. He began by celebrating a big achievement, getting an impressive 3 million subscribers for his podcast. But he didn't hide the tough parts of reaching that goal. He admitted that when he started out on YouTube, it took about 6 months to get to 10,000 subscribers. So look, even the most successful podcasts have slow growth moments. Now, this honesty might make you feel better because you often expect quick success, which rarely happens in this field. Now, one interesting thing is how Bartlett challenges the idea that you need to be super talented to succeed in podcasting. He openly says that he and his team weren't podcasting experts when they started. Now, this could really help you not worry about not knowing enough before you get started. Another cool thing about this experience is how Stephen talks about dealing with failure and trying new things. He's not afraid of failing, and he sees it as a way to learn and get better. Now, this might really help you not to worry about making mistakes when you're just starting out. Seeing failure as a way to learn can be a motivator. Then, Bartlett talks about how important it is to have the right attitude, culture, and the way of thinking for success. These things matter more than just being naturally good at podcasting. This could make you feel strong because it shows you that with the right mindset and always trying to improve, you can do well even when you're not an expert right away. Sticking to what's important for your show and not getting distracted is another thing that Bartlett talks about. He knows it's tough to say no to exciting opportunities, especially when things are going well for you. This is a good lesson. It says that even when things are changing fast, you need to stay focused. Feedback is a big deal, and Bartlett has advice about this too. He says it's good to get feedback, but you should also think about what's important to you. And this could help when you're getting advice from different people and feeling confused. Doing a podcast is all about being committed for the long haul. Know that it takes time and hard work to make a podcast successful. It's okay if things are slow at first. Talent isn't the only thing that matters. And failing is a way to get better. Having the right attitude and environment can help you a lot too. Bartlett's story is about turning problems into chances and doubt into motivation. And I hope this gives you a map for navigating the tricky world of podcasting. So Spotify is this big music and podcast place, and they bought this thing called Anchor to help folks make podcasts and earn money. Then they changed the name to Spotify for Podcasters. But here's the thing. Some creators have found success with a different kind of podcast, ones that play relaxing sounds like white noise. Now, these podcasts were put in Spotify's talk section and not the music part. But when Spotify tried to make podcasts more popular, it accidentally made these white noise ones popular too. People started listening to them a lot. Some podcasters even made good money from ads Spotify put in their shows. Now imagine a podcaster raking in $18,000 every month from ads in their white noise podcast. But here's where things get tricky. Spotify didn't plan for all this attention on white noise podcasts. They figured out that if they focused more on music and less on white noise, they could save around $38 million. But did they do that? They thought about moving white noise podcasts out of the talk section and suggesting music instead. This could have made them that money. But guess what? They didn't end up doing this. White noise podcasts are still on Spotify. For the podcasters, it's a mix of surprise and uncertainty. They didn't expect their white noise shows to be such a hit, and they might have been worried if Spotify made changes. But for now, they can still keep making their soothing sounds and earning from their ads. This whole thing shows that sometimes plans can change when something unexpected happens. Even if big companies like Spotify have to figure out how to balance what's popular with what makes sense for their business. And who knows, maybe we'll keep hearing these calming white noise podcasts for a little while longer. And now let me introduce you to something new. It's specifically though for African radio stations hustling to keep listeners entertained and informed. I know, we're facing struggles, economic woes, time constraints, content disappearing into thin air, and the never-ending battle to keep up with the digital age. But this is where AfriPods comes in, with a secret weapon known as Broadcaster Podcaster, as we like to call it, B2P. And this is about turning your radio awesomeness into podcast germs, reaching more ears, and making your content available 24/7. And there's a cherry on top. So far, there's been a jaw-dropping 112% surge in listeners for over 100 partner stations already. And I'm not joking. There are about 10 Nigerian radio stations on board. We could be doing a lot more, but the radio stations from Kenya are killing it. And the radio stations are really enjoying the benefits of this. Now, let me give you the inside scoop. Yours truly, Tony Doe, that's me. I'm in the mix as the business development rep for Nigeria. You know me, I'm all about podcasts, but I do have a very strong radio background, and I'm stoked to be part of AfriPod's B2P revolution. My mission is to take B2P across Nigeria and beyond so more ears can tune in to the podcasting magic and the great content that comes out of our radio station. So here's the deal. If you're a radio station in Nigeria looking to break those time barriers, connect with more listeners, and turn your content into evergreen gold, not to mention monetization opportunities, then B2P is your game changer. Imagine having your fantastic shows available whenever your listeners fancy a listen. It's like boosting your impact at the flip of a switch. For more information on what I'm talking about, do check out the link in the show notes, and let's talk. From Stephen Bartlett's transformational journey to the intriguing saga of Spotify's White Noise Challenge and AfriPod's B2B revolution, we're reminded that success often emerges from the unlikeliest of circumstances. The podcasting world, much like life itself, is an ever-evolving narrative where careful planning meets unexpected surprises. The stories in this episode inspire us to navigate our unique journeys with resilience, creativity, and an open mind. May you find the courage to turn your problems into chances and your doubts into motivation. Happy podcasting.
Techzilla.
Of course it is. Who do you think it was? Eagle eye view from the Kilimanjaro. Way above the clouds with my eye on the sparrow. Works pierce the air, invading your space. Sneak in through your ears, change the look of your face. The storyteller in this digital era. Could tell I got my groove back like my name was Stella. The vibe is stellar, but the message and the teller. Intertwining, defining the error. To those who oppose, I hereby propose. The fist to the jaw, would you prefer the nose? As the story goes, everybody knows. Mr. Tony Yo, come correct with the flow. Hey yo, as the God podcaster, erstwhile known as the Shifu broadcaster. Here to bring the peace to the world over. Haters can't connect, best to move over.